So we were all focused on football over the weekend, but Buster Olney dropped the spicy meatball as the football craziness was going on. He says the Yankees now operating under the assumption Cody Bellinger will sign elsewhere. This is Bellinger and the Yankees are at an impasse over length of contract. A pivot plan is unclear for the Pinstripes, but according to Olney, they remain engaged on both Bo Bichette and Kyle Tucker, as well as trades.
Mm. Yeah.
Is this Boris overplaying?
This is the New York Yankees feeling exactly what the Mets felt a year ago with Pete. Scott Boris is insisting on a contract that is not out there for Cody Bellinger. The Yankees feel they've made a more than fair offer. It's now being reported at about 5 years, 155, which is exactly what Kyle Schwarber and Pete Alonso got.
Right.
Scott Boris is insisting on 7 years. And before we just kill Scott Boris for it, Cody Bellinger may be doing it. Cody Bellinger may be saying, I ain't signing for 5 years. I want 7 years. And so as Boris insists on this contract, the Yankees are saying, dude, if you got it somewhere else, show it to us.
Right.
He doesn't have it anywhere else. In fact, I haven't heard one reported offer for Cody Bellinger outside of the one that's come from the Yankees.
Yeah.
And so I think the Yankees are doing what the Mets did a year ago, in which they leaked out. They are under the impression Pete is leaving. They signed Jesse Winker. We're moving on. And I think that's exactly what's happening. And much like how it ended with Pete, I don't think there's a robust market for Bellinger the way Boris wants it to be. I don't think any team is going to exceed the five-year 155. And so, Yankee fans, calm down. You're going to get him. Yeah. I have no reason to believe this is going to end with a breakup between the Yankees and Cody Bellinger, unless the Yankees want to break up by moving on to somebody else, which I don't think they'll do.
Well, we're not hearing anything about that. The only thing you're hearing from about Cody Bellinger is that other teams, like the Mets, would be interested once there's no bidding war with the Yankees. And that's not happening, because there is no bidding war. The Yankees know what they want to spend, and with no one else bidding, why would they go higher?
Well, the Mets are never going to give Cody Bellinger where the Yankees are at. They're not going to 5 years, 155.
Right, because David Stearns doesn't do that with anybody.
It does it with Juan Soto. There's your exception.
Okay, the one exception.
The one contract the Mets have handed out longer than 3 years in the David Stearns era is Juan Soto.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was going through it last night. You look at Sean Manaea and Luis Severino, and any other deal they've made have all been short-term deals, so there's a consistency. The Mets are not involved in Cody Bellinger unless the Yankees decide to move on. But I don't think the Yankees are going to move on. And I think the Yankees are wise, especially if they want the player back, to continue to stare down Scott Boris and say, go get a better offer then.
And
he's not going to get one.
One's not coming.
The only way it could happen, I'll paint you a scenario, and this will now pivot to the Kyle Tucker discussion. So right now, the New York Mets are trying to sign Kyle Tucker. So are the LA Dodgers. So are the Toronto Blue Jays. It feels like the Blue Jays are going long-term. The Dodgers and the Mets are both trying to get a shortish-term deal with maybe multiple opt-outs. If the Blue Jays miss on Bellinger, he ends up with the Mets or he ends up with the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
More on Tucker in a second. Then could Toronto say, let's go hard after Bellinger? Absolutely. And I think the Blue Jays could then be a threat. But if I'm the Yankees, I continue to look at Scott Boris and say, your move, bro.
Yeah.
We made a five-year 155. And that's it.
Right.
We're not going further than that. We're not going to negotiate against ourselves. The thing about Kyle Tucker is this. Met fans, are they trying to sign Kyle Tucker? They are. They're trying to sign him. Do I have confidence that they're going to present the best offer and the best situation over both the Dodgers and the Blue Jays? Absolutely not.
No.
That's where I don't have the confidence they will end up with.
But Kyle Tucker's young enough where instead of demanding, like Cody Bellinger, this massive long-term deal, he should go someplace, like the Dodgers, and this is the same conversation we had about Skubal about 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, Evan. Go to the Dodgers, crush it, win a championship, and then go back into free agency.
Yeah.
You completely enhance your earning potential.
Not only does it enhance his earning potential because he could have a better year than last year where he fell off in the second half.
Yes.
The free agent market for the next 3 years of position players absolutely reeks.
So it's even more reason.
It's more reason. You will be the king of free agency next year. Like the best, right now, I'm not even joking, the best position player in free agency a year from now is a really solid player named Nico Hoerner. That's number mm-hmm. one. Number two, I don't even know who number two would be. The year after that, Ozzie Albies. Like it is, it's so bereft of star players that it makes sense for Tucker to re-enter free agency. And that's where the Mets are playing. The Mets are going to try to get him on a high AAV short-term contract. But you cannot blame me for having a lack of confidence that they're going to outbid the L.A. Dodgers or out-situation the L.A. Dodgers, because you're right. I mean, it pains me, but you're right. Like, the best case for him is to go to that lineup in that situation where you're guaranteed to be in the postseason, have a big October, have a big season, and go right back into free agency. So,
I agree.
It sucks. Agree. The good news is the Mets are in on Kyle Tucker. They did meet with Kyle Tucker. I can confirm that. But
what does that
even
mean? Like, ultimately, what does that even mean?
It means they're being serious about it. Like, this is not.
Okay, was this in person or is this Zoom? Because I heard some of them are Zoom.
Yeah, that I don't know.
And Zoom is just weird. You're not meeting. You're not knowing somebody over Zoom. You're just not. You don't feel the presence of somebody over Zoom.
And ultimately,
camera on or off, you think that's
fine. I mean, background blurred or what?
And ultimately, you're going to get them based on the offer.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have the greatest Zoom meeting in the world. Like,
true.
You know what I love about the short-term deal?
What do I actually mean to you?
Right.
Show me zeros.
The thing I love about the short-term deal is there have been rumblings all winter that Kyle Tucker doesn't love baseball, that Kyle Tucker may not be a New York guy. Yes. Yeah. I don't know how fair or not that is. I have no idea.
How could you not love baseball? I mean, think about
it. Ask Anthony Rendon.
But if you're a baseball player, but he's different. If you're a baseball player and you're good at it, how could you not love it? Because it's not, you're not getting your head beat in.
I think it's
like
more
you're a football player.
The passion.
Your knees aren't getting jacked up like you're a basketball player. You're not risking, I don't know, mortal injury if you're a hockey player. You know what I mean? Like, how can you not love baseball?
I mean, you only get so many summers in your life. Now 20 of them are spent at the field. Can I get some more pool time?
Stop.
That'd be the sport I'd want to play the least based on that.
Really?
Give me my summer off.
I mean, you could go to the pool in the hotel like every morning.
No, it's not the same.
It's not the same.
If I'm making multi-millions of dollars, I want to use my in-ground pool as much as possible. And if I'm not getting to use it as much in the summer, I'd rather be a football, hockey, or basketball player.
Mm. All right. So you can't withstand 10 years or 12 years of making multiple millions of guaranteed money.
Go get me to be the ninth man in the Portland bench.
When you're 45 years old, you can sit in your pool for the rest of your life and do absolutely nothing. Because if you make it that long, you've made a lot of money.
When you put it that way. And I guess you don't have to live in the Northeast or in the offseason.
No. I don't know if he dislikes baseball or not. I'm merely saying those are the rumblings. But the beautiful thing about a short-term contract is, let's say it's a disaster.
Right.
It's over.
That's all good. Yeah. See you later, man. Good luck.
Yeah. Like, if you give this guy a 9-year, I'll be honest, and Kyle Tucker's a wonderful player. I remember us arguing at the beginning of the offseason, to me, how much better he was than Cody Bellinger.
Yeah.
And how I didn't understand why the Yankees would be so in on Cody and not
only
Kyle
Only because
Tucker.
Cody has proven he's Yankee material.
There's value to that. Yeah. He's proven he could play in New York. He's got more position versatility. I get what he brings. I think Tucker is better. I would be nervous about giving Kyle Tucker an 8-year contract. I would be. Like, if the news broke right now that Kyle Tucker's a Met, I would hope that it's a 4-year contract with, like, an opt-out after year two. So at least I get 2 years out of him, and if he has 2 big years, great, go into free agency, see you later. Maybe I've developed enough young players, and I don't care. That's what I would want. But I tell you, I shudder to think about the Met lineup without Kyle Tucker, because I have to admit, last night I was scrolling down some lineup configurations with Kyle Tucker in it.
Not a good situation.
No, it's not a good situation. But we'll keep an eye on it and see what happens. But officially, I think Yankee fans should take a deep breath on Cody Bellinger. It's all a game. You'll keep him.
Then I will call Scott Boras and say, are we going to make bellies full or is he going to go belly up? If you beleaguer the Bombers anymore, we'll boo you and move on. And I lost the B thing, but we'll just go from there.
Nice. Close. You got close.
Good work, Sean.
Thank you.
Let's go to Joe in Brooklyn. Hey, Joe.
Hey, I've been waiting a while.
Well, you won. You're here. You made it.
Right. Quick thing. I'm a Bills fan. This minute without kneeling just reminded me flashbacks of 13 seconds. Do you agree? Because they just didn't get much time.
No, because when I think of, and you're a Bill fan, so obviously you tell me how dead wrong I am. When I think about the 13 seconds, I don't think about leaving too much time. I think about your freaking defense could not make a stop as great as Mahomes is. So I don't think of the regret of the time more than I do the lack of execution by your defense.
Okay, now I want to get to this. My grandmother passed away like around 10 years ago, and my dad promised my grandmother that if the Bills ever make it to the Super Bowl, he'll listen to it by her grave. Now, that would be one heck of a Super Bowl party. But I wonder if my dad made the same thing, but as a Jet, but with the Jets. How long do you think before he'll do it, or will I have to listen, or will my children have to listen to my great grandmother by the Super Bowl? By her grave.
I mean,
the Jets.
Here's the thing about the Jets. Because the Chicago Cubs went as long as they ended up doing without winning a World Series over 100 years, 108 years to be exact,
mm-hmm.
I am now under the impression it is going to take 108 years for the Jets to win a Super Bowl. So that means you are looking at about 2077. So that means, what year is it now? 26?
2026.
So we're looking at about another 52 years.
Ouch.
So that's my answer to your question. I think it's going to take another 52 years for the Jets to win a Super Bowl.
Well, that's very nice.
I'm just being honest. So how old would that make me? I'm 42. 90? So I'd be in my mid-90s if I was still alive. Joe would be dead. So he's gone.
You know, we always ask who's next. You're already talking about people being dead. Out of all seven locals, who's the last to win their next championship?
Well, I just said it's going to take the Jets another 50
plus
years.
Well, now I'm curious, though. Is the Nets after that?
Yeah, the Brooklyn Nets are not winning a title either. They're actually going to be after the Jets.
Yeah, but can't you get better quicker in basketball?
Well, if you get a superstar, just like in football, if you get a quarterback.
Or you drafted five kids this year. What if one of them turns into a superstar?
Okay, all right. Calm yourself over there.
I mean,
Danny Wolf had a double-double last night. Yay!
There you go.
No, but it's a Jet question, so stop bringing up the Nets. Nobody cares about the Nets. 108 years. So 20, if you want to write this down, the Jets' next championship will be in 2076.
Quick, give me the name of the quarterback.
Carson Maluga.
All right. Long-term bet. Put that down.
That nice.
I gave a name.
That's a good job. Yeah, I was off the fly.
He's Samoan? Played the University of Hawaii?
Yeah, he's Samoan. Well, he's half Samoan. So, his dad is Samoan.
Yes.
And his mom is a ginger. So, he's going to be a Samoan ginger.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. What year would he have to be born in for this to map out, right?
2057.
It's like another 30 years. He hasn't been born yet.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that means the parents likely aren't even born yet.
Yeah, you're right.
Or they're babies now.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. It could be like our kids.
Right.
Our kids eventually having kids.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That is frightening.